Chad Abraham with the Aspen Daily News, thanks very much for joining me today.
No problem.
You recently wrote about two cases that typically would not be that big of a deal. Two men were arrested last year and charged with misdemeanor resisting arrest, obstructing a police officer, and disorderly conduct. But what makes it interesting is that these men, one of whom is from Silt, a guy named Ken Strait, claimed they're innocent because they are sovereign citizens. A judge recently denied their motions to dismiss the cases. Talk about what is a sovereign citizen and why they believe they're above the law.
Well, they just have a different take on, to say the least, a different take on the government's authority over them. They believe they exist apart from the government framework of federal and state laws. They believe the federal government has essentially changed the form and substance of the Republican form of government. Yeah, it's a pretty interesting take on legal rights in general. Sovereign citizens basically believe that their rights are independent from any government, and therefore the government has no power to curtail what they believe are inalienable rights.
Well, last year, Ryan Bundy declared himself a sovereign citizen when he represented himself in the Malheur occupation trials in Oregon. His brother Ammon also considered himself a sovereign citizen, and they were acquitted in that trial. Bruce Doucette is a self-proclaimed U.S. Superior Court judge from Denver, and he was also at Malheur, and he's part of the Colorado Eight. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Colorado Eight are a group of sovereign citizen common law court members, and they were arrested last April for violating Colorado Organized Crime Control Act. Is this sovereign citizen movement gaining traction in the West?
It's not in question. I think with President Trump repeatedly criticizing the judiciary and, you know, with the success, as you saw, the acquittal of the Oregon protest movement, I think more people are trying this. It's gotten to the point where at least locally, Judge John Neely put together a synopsis for other judges, I believe, because of the increase in these cases, you know, giving recommendations and some history about sovereign citizens and how to handle them in court.
Can you give us a few details from Judge Neely's tips?
Yeah, it's pretty lengthy, and it goes very in-depth about the history, and then it goes into, you know, basically how to handle them, what to expect when you have a sovereign citizen in court, you know, things about a yellow-fringed military flag. Some of this is very esoteric, but I find it fascinating. He recommends that judges keep their signed oath of office, confirming that they've been properly sworn to uphold the Constitution, keep that at the ready. Yeah, so it's a pretty fascinating read.
You know, it looks like the prosecutor, Tony Hershey, is taking similar steps as Judge Gloria Navarro in the Bundy case in Las Vegas to bar Silt resident Ken Strait from raising irrelevant issues during the jury trial. Talk about what irrelevant issues Strait is barred from presenting.
Yeah, he can't present evidence or testimony or argument related to the Uniform Commercial Code, which I believe sovereign citizens believe has replaced federal law. Such things as admiralty and maritime law, which has to do with sovereign citizens believing judges are committing treason because of, again, the yellow fringed flag, which apparently indicates that they are holding court under a foreign power. He cannot say that the U.S. or Colorado governments are a corporation, which is a pretty common argument. And, yeah, things along that nature.
So what's the next step for this?
Both men are set for trial on January 9th.
In county court in Glenwood Springs?
Correct.
Chad Abraham of the Aspen Daily News, thanks very much for covering this.
You are welcome.